What's going on, everyone, and good morning. Today is Friday, August 23rd. Happy Friday to everybody out there. And this is, of course, your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. So, obviously, the big news as you awake on this Friday morning is the Eagles made a trade on Thursday, acquiring wide receiver Jahan Dotson from the Washington Commanders. And we are certainly going to get into that. I got a lot of good stats for you, a lot of good thoughts on it. Now that I've had some time to process the trade, the emergency Jahan Dotson trade was a wild one with James. We are literally learning and thinking on the fly as it happened. So I have a few more thoughts now I've had some time to calm down, but mostly want to give you information about him, you know, all types of stats for you to kind of get a better picture of who he is. But before we get into that, I want to do, you know, how we normally do, right? Start the day how we normally start the day with the schedule for today. And here's the good news if you're excited for Jahan Dotson news. There's not much to talk about with the schedule. The Eagles are off today. They'll probably do, you know, some type of walkthrough or something preparing for the game on Saturday, but no media, no practice, no nothing. So we're really waiting at this point for Saturday at 1 o'clock when the Eagles kick off against the Minnesota Vikings for their preseason finale at Lincoln Financial Field. But on the schedule, nothing. Just keep an eye out for cuts and trades, but practice reports and all that, unfortunately, are over. Okay, so let's get right into it. The Eagles trade for Jahan Dotson. So the specifics of the trade, in case you know you haven't seen it, the Eagles are getting Dotson and a 2025 fifth round pick, and they are sending out a 2025 third round pick and 2 7th round picks. So, you know, the 2 7ths and the fifth, I think they basically cancel each other out. Obviously, a fifth more valuable than a seventh, duh. But the real trade here is the third round pick. So they're essentially trading a third round pick in 2025 for Dotson. So who is Jahan Dotson? Let's get into it. You know, I'm sure Eagles fans are well aware of him. He actually had the best game of his career. I think it was 108 yards against the Eagles. So the Eagles fans have seen him at his best and know what he can be at his best. But here are some stats and facts about Dotson to give you a better idea of who he is. So physically, Dotson, 5'11", 182 pounds, 74-inch wingspan. That's decent size. We'll get into where he's lined up, but that's good enough to line up on the outside. It's not, you know, Britton Covey level of where you have to pretty much be in the slot. I think Dotson, it's not, you know, not huge size, not 6'2", 6'3", like he's not A.J. Brown physically, obviously, but big enough to line up on the outside, and he has done that in his career. So where does he line up? In his career, so he's played 2 years in the NFL. In his career, in 2023, so last season, he was in the slot for 358 snaps, and he was out wide for 551. So he was out wide more than he was in the slot in 2023. And then in 2022, he was out wide for 472 snaps, and he was in the slot for 179 snaps. So overall, he has been out wide more than he has been in the slot. But the good news is for the Eagles, he has experience in both of them. You know, this isn't an outside receiver that they're acquiring and putting in the slot hoping he can do it. They have lots of film on him playing both positions and where they're going to use him. So I do think he will line up predominantly in the slot. But as we've talked a lot about on this podcast and what they need for a wide receiver, they don't just need a wide receiver three. They need somebody that if AJ or Devontae, knock on wood, God forbid, hope it doesn't happen, but if one of them were to go down, they need somebody that could step up and so it's not a complete crater between those top two and the third guy. We saw that in the playoff game last year when AJ went down, they had to go to Julio Jones. They were in major trouble. So I think they're predominantly going to play Dotson in the slot and then, you know, potentially move outside when AJ or Devontae go down or when they go into the slot. But predominantly, he will be used in the slot. Sorry, I'm tripping up my words there. He will be used in the slot predominantly, and then he will also line up on the outside when they move AJ or Devontae in. But the benefit of him is because he has played outside so much, if AJ or Devontae were to miss a game, he has the ability to line up on the outside. So plenty of snaps in the slot, plenty of snaps out wide. How much separation does he create? So NFL Next Gen keeps track of the average amount of separation when he's targeted. He averages 2.6 yards per separation. So just for some reference on that, and I believe it was about 60th in the league is where that ranked. But A.J. Brown, 2.4 yards. So look, Dotson is not a better receiver than A.J. Brown, but 2.6 is not an alarming amount. A.J. Brown, makes contested catches. He is not somebody like a Tyreek Hill that just blazes past people, with his speed. And Dotson is not that either. Dotson has speed, but he is not like lightning quick speed. 2.6 yards of separation. That's a solid number. It's not a great number, but it isn't a concerning number either. He's able to create separation with his route running. Another important thing to note here when talking about Dotson. So his numbers aren't that bad. It's not like he comes to the Eagles and it's, you know, he's been a complete bust. The first year he was in the NFL, 61 targets, 35 catches, 523 yards, 7 touchdowns, a long of 61. Like, that's a solid year for sure, especially for a rookie. The following season, 83 targets, 49 catches, 518 yards, and 4 touchdowns. So 11 touchdowns in 2 years. But what's important and noteworthy about that to me is, listen to the quarterbacks he's played with: Sam Howell, Jacoby Brissett, Carson Wentz, Taylor Heineke. It's a rough set of quarterbacks. That's not a complete trash level quarterbacks, but Jacoby Brissett, Sam Howell, I mean, that is backup quarterback row. Those guys are backup quarterbacks in the NFL, and that's who he's played with. He has not had a chance to play with an elite quarterback, or certainly not an elite coach or offensive coordinator. So to put up the numbers he has, and that also plays into separation, right? Like, is he being schemed open? Is the quarterback throwing him? All those things. So the quarterbacks he's played with, not great. The cap hits. He has a $1.57 million cap hit in 2024 and a $2.75 million cap hit in 2025. That's essentially a rounding error when you talk about the cap. That is an insignificant number. The Eagles had about $25 million in cap space prior to this trade. They'll have about, you know, $23.5 million in cap space after this trade. So they'll have him under contract for at least 2 years, and then they have the club option for him in 2026. But after this year, he is eligible for an extension. You know, I think it's a tricky situation for him. He's going to be the third wide receiver. He's probably not going to get a ton of targets. If he's very happy in Philadelphia, maybe he signs a team-friendly extension next offseason just to secure a second check in the NFL. But I think that chances of him, you know, getting a mega deal or them picking up that option are probably pretty slim. The Eagles are probably really hoping they get the 1 year out of him. 2025, he's also a contributing player, and then they figure it out. But he is eligible for a contract extension after this year. So how has he been used in the NFL, and how are the Eagles going to use him? If you look at the deep targets for him in his career, so in 2022, he had 17 targets beyond 20 yards. That's a decent number, right? I mean, it's almost once a game they're throwing the ball deep to him. 7 catches on those 17 targets for 2 touchdowns. In 2023, that number dipped. In fact, it almost cut in half. He had 10 targets beyond 20 yards, caught 3 of those, 2 of them for touchdowns. So in 2 years, 27 targets beyond 20 yards and 4 touchdowns. I think that shows an ability to do it. Again, the quarterbacks have to factor in here, like Sam Howell, Taylor Heineke, Brissett. Those aren't deep ball quarterbacks. So they tried to get it to him, but I think mostly his quarterbacks there really impacted his ability to continually go deep. So not a ton of deep targets, but he has been somewhat effective when they have thrown it to him. Breaking tackles. I found this stat pretty alarming. I don't think the Eagles are going to use him like on screens and stuff, but you think about, you know, 5'11", pretty quick, like that's something they could potentially do. He broke 1 tackle in 2022 and 0 tackles in 2023. So he is not somebody that after the catch makes people miss. Like, he is going to be catch the ball, and that pretty much is what it is, unless he has room to run, but he's not a breaking tackles guy. So I think AJ does a really good job of that. Obviously, Devontae, I think, makes people miss. Doesn't seem like that's going to be Jahan Dotson's game here with the Eagles. This number was kind of alarming to me. So interceptions when thrown his way. And again, bad quarterbacks for sure. But in 2 years, 11 interceptions when going his way. Just seems high to me. Like, again, bad quarterbacks for sure. But that does seem like a high number. So maybe something to monitor this year. Again, Jalen, only 1 interception in training camp. But just something to monitor. A good note on him, he has 0 fumbles in 2022 or 2023, probably because he gets tackled right away, so he's not, you know, running for extra yards. But that's good. Obviously, Holt takes care of the ball. And then his speed. So he was in the 2022 NFL Combine, and he was 14th in the NFL, or 14th among receivers that year at the Combine with a 40 time of 4.43. So not great speed, but that was a pretty fast year if you look at those 40 times. So what does this all equal up to? I think the Eagles got a good receiver. He is young. He's shown potential. He has decent speed. He's lined up on the outside and on the inside. He has a really good contract for them. They're not paying big money for him. I think a third round pick is probably closer to an overpay. Actually, it's definitely more of an overpay than it is a great deal. I don't think they stole Jahan Dotson from the Eagles. I mean, if you look at his career, I think he's a good player. But based off of the 2 years in his career, he is not a third round pick worthy. This is betting on the future. This is betting on what he can be with the Eagles, with a good quarterback, with a good coaching staff, with talent around him. So I think ultimately, is a third round pick a price I would have paid? Yes, especially when the Eagles have 2 third-round picks that year. And after this trade, they still have 7 picks in the 2025 NFL draft. They have a first, a second, a third. They have one in the third round that is either going to be Miami's or theirs. It'll be the lower of those two. They have a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh. So they still have all their picks in 2025, basically. But a third-round pick is a decent amount to give up for Jahan Dotson. So I'm excited to see how they use him. I think he'll be in the slot predominantly. I'm excited to see if he can be that deep threat. Like I said, you know, holds on to the ball. The drops are good, are relatively good. He has dropped 7.5% of his targets in 2023. Terry McLaurin was at 5%. Dotson was 68th among 102 qualifying receivers with drops. So, you know, good hands, not terrible hands, not outstanding hands, good enough hands. And I think drops too really impacted by the quarterback. Is the quarterback throwing a catchable ball? Is he throwing it in a situation where it's easy to catch? So the Eagles are really banking on, from Washington to Philly, him becoming that player that made him the 16th overall pick. If he is the same player in Washington that he that if he's the same player in Philadelphia that he was in Washington, he's not worth the third round pick. If he reaches his potential, is a consistent guy for the Eagles, if can line up on the outs, all those things, then I think it's money well spent because they are a Super Bowl contender that needed a third round pick. So I like the trade. It's not like a Howie did it again steal thing. I think it's an exciting trade. I think it's a smart trade, but I think it's a fair pay for what he is. And, you know, we'll see if how it turns out. So wish I could attract him in training camp. Would have been really fun to see. But other than that, here's a quick word from our sponsor. And then ESPN ranked the coaching staffs around the league. And I was legitimately shocked where the Eagles came in at. So talk about that in a second. But first, a word from our sponsors. Okay, so ESPN did a ranking of the coaching staffs. And so this isn't just head coaches. This is head coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. And I was surprised where the Eagles came in at. I feel like normally when one of these lists are written, I know where to scroll, right? So if it's ranking the Eagles receivers, I know I can scroll all the way to top 5, 6. I know that's where it's going to be. I did that for this. I thought the Eagles would be high on this list. The way the coordinators are talked about around here, the way from what I've seen of the coordinators, I feel like the Eagles are viewed as having like almost an all-star coaching staff with Vic Fangio and Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore, one of the most qualified, if not the most qualified offensive coordinators in the league. Vic Fangio, been doing it for an eternity. And Michael Clay, an outstanding special teams coordinator. I don't think those are included in here, but still, the Eagles are viewed as having a really good assistant coaching staff. What's clear with this list is A, Sirianni very much got them digged on this list. And also, they are not as high on the coordinators as people are here in Philadelphia. So here's what ESPN writes about the Eagles coaching staff. I don't think Sirianni is completely a stuffed shirt, but figuring out his role alongside these two excellent coordinators is tricky. Fangio had a tough time with the Dolphins locker room last season, but he was a key voice in the success of the 2022 Eagles defense and remains one of the shrewdest defensive coordinators in the league. Some of the shine is off Moore, who interviewed for the Eagles head coaching job back in 2021 at the height of his hype. Moore still runs a dangerous, complex offense that presents a lot of stressors for opposing defenses. Is it a great fit for Jalen Hurts' playstyle? I'm not convinced, but that's still a good system, and Hurts' mobility creates an opportunity for a lot of fresh wrinkles. I have the Eagles 15th because I'd love to have Fangio calling my defense and Moore calling my offense. A wide range of outcomes is conceivable from this group, though. Buckle up. And buckle up is probably the only thing I agree with in there. It's going to be a wild Eagles season. But I think this is harsh. I mean, Sirianni, I don't get why he gets so criticized and other coaches don't. They have the Dolphins ninth on the coaching staff. Their coaching staff is ranked 9th. Mike McDaniels collapsed just like Sirianni did last year. His offense was bad down the stretch. bad playoff loss, and they fumbled what was a lead in their division, right? Like, bad ending for the Dolphins. Sirianni has been in the playoffs all 3 years, was in the Super Bowl 1 year, definitely a bad end to the year, for sure, but went on a really long stretch there in the middle where he was like 31-2 or whatever, some absurd number in regular season games. So, I Vic Fangio, I get the stuff about the locker room, and I understand Kellen Moore hasn't been a head coach, but there just aren't two coordinators more qualified or considerably more qualified than Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio. And it's pretty clear Nick's getting, in my opinion, dinged unfairly on this list. So too low for the Eagles, 15th. That's middle of the pack. I'm very, very surprised at where they have the Eagles. The Chiefs, Lions, Rams, 49ers, and Ravens, all top five. I think they all have good coaching staff, so I'm not going to push back too hard on that. But I don't think the Eagles, belong near the middle of the league. I think the Eagles do have a top 10 coaching staff. And as I've said on the pod, I think Sirianni is going to prove a lot of people wrong this season. So thank you guys, everybody, for listening. We will see if the Eagles coaching staff proves people wrong. We will see how Jahan Dotson works out. And the next time we will see the Eagles, Saturday, 1 o'clock preseason. And the next time you'll hear from me, after the game with a post-game pod. So thank you to everybody for listening. As we always say on Go Birds, he's Elliot, I'm James, and I'll talk to you guys later.